Crocodile, or Makarasana in Sanskrit, is a wonderful pose to turn your senses inward, relax and become present, and to transition from one part of your day to the next. It is a wonderful way to learn and practice diaphragmatic breathing. In the position you see on screen, the chest muscles are taken out of the equation so that the only way you can breathe is by using your diaphragm muscle. That makes it a way to practice the skill and also to strengthen your diaphragm. To begin, lie on your front on the floor on a mat or fairly firm surface. Your arms are crossed in front with your palms resting on your upper arms. Roll your wrists forward a bit so you can find a flat spot for your forehead. You don't want to have your arms so far forward that your chest is resting on the floor, but if your arms are too close to your chest, it will be uncomfortable for your neck. Find a position where your upper chest is off the floor and your neck is still comfortable. Begin by settling down and notice what it feels like to be in this position. Scan your body and let go of any tightness or tension, in particular through the large muscles of the back. Feel into the floor. Let your whole body be supported by the floor. Bring your awareness up through the front of your body and stop at your stomach area. What does it feel like through your stomach to be in this position? We're breathing into the floor. In that sense, it restricts the natural rise of the belly as we breathe in. When we first begin a practice, we bring in whatever breathing and thought patterns we had before we came. If you were busy just now, you might notice a lot of activity in your mind, or your breath might be quicker than usual, or with more pauses or jerkiness. As we begin any practice of mindfulness, we simply notice what is. We have an intention to relax and allow the breath to become smoother and slower, and this doesn't happen through making an effort. It happens naturally through relaxing. Pay attention to the rhythm of your breath. Ideally, the breath is smooth without any pauses or breaks. It's also common for people to have a pattern of holding their breath, a pause either at the end of the exhalation or inhalation. Notice what is happening with your breath and keep your mind focused on it at the transition points. Just as you go from exhale to inhale, after you've taken in your in-breath and you're ready to let it go into the exhale, allow your breath to be continuous and smooth. We're not putting an effort in this, we're simply relaxing. This is the natural pattern of the breath. As we relax the tension in our body and mind and relax the effort, this happens naturally. And now work with the even length of your breath. Ideally, the exhalation and inhalation are about the same length. Count the length on the inhalation and see if the exhalation is about the same to give you an idea what your breath is doing right now. From this position in crocodile pose, we are automatically breathing diaphragmatically. See now if you could breathe a bit more deeply. As you breathe in, notice the expansion in your lower rib cage. The small of your back might rise. And then as you breathe out, there is a general settling in towards the floor. Pay attention now to that rise and fall, the wave of the breath. As you breathe out, everything releases, relaxes, and softens. Inhaling, there is a gentle pressure of the belly on the floor. You feel the rib cage, the lower back expand as the lungs fill with air. And then the settling and softening as you breathe out. Focus your mind. Be aware of your breath and how it feels to breathe. Continue as long as you like. And when you are ready, keeping this awareness of the breath in the body. Turn over so that you are lying on your back in Shavasana pose. Continue to relax and breathe as long as you like.